When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
Woo! Coming in hot.
Yeah, coming
today.
In super hot. You know, just it's a day, and it's a day ending in Y, and there was snow this morning, and we're just all trying to get through this crazy time together. Am I right?
Yeah. Is it still snowing?
No, but there was snow.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
So I still am feeling the effects of snow in my life that I did not ask for. Thank you very much.
Right.
It's cold!
Rude.
Not nice.
Can I tell you who did not experience any snow this morning?
Who's that?
Her name is Britney Spears.
Oh, no. What's Britney up to?
You guys. So we do this every once in a while. We should get the Cobra Gang together. Shant,
when shall we? Whenever there's trouble, without a double, we're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time, we're the Cobra Gang.
Technology,
what's going on,
you guys,
with Britney?
Technology. Okay, so I like to check in on Britney. I know you do too. Check in on her periodically. Like, what's Britney up to? What's she talking about? What's she doing? So I did the other day. I checked in on her. I was like, Brit, what are we doing? I want you to go to her actual Instagram. Just go to her, you know, when you can see all the pictures.
The Britney Spears Instagram account.
Okay. Britney. And then I want you to. You will see in the
six
second...
Six new posts.
Yep.
Wow,
okay, so you'll see in the second row down, the first of the six posts, the second row down all the way over to the right. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah,
okay?
It looks like some Disney princess experience.
I'd like for you to open that up and give me a verbal sort of take on what you see.
You are all I ever wanted. You're beautiful, says a prince likely to his princess. And she says in return, thank you, but what else?
And then what is the caption from Britney Spears?
Every single emoji.
It is like a vomit, emoji vomit. Okay? Thank you. You are correct. Next, I would like for you to go to the next post, which is of a hand holding a pink flower. That's the picture.
Yep.
What's the...
More emojis.
The same exact pattern of emojis.
Okay.
What? What is going on? Next, we have a video of Britney. It's Britney in an outfit we've seen before. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to bring everybody up to speed. She is promoting something she calls red, but we don't know what red is.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we had red, we had another thing called a touch of rose, but we don't really still know what a touch of rose was either. But she talked about it a lot. So next we see a video of her. And what is the video? What's the caption there?
So this video for Just a Touch of Rose was shot last year. These specific takes have never been seen. So it's sort of new to me. I have over 10 minutes of video for the Rose Project. And trust me, that's a lot. Happy to share, especially with a world that is empathetic and concerned with my life. What can I say? I'm flattered. Here's to another beautiful summer of popsicles and sunbathing.
Okay. Then we get another one of her classic dancing videos to a Noah Cyrus song. Then we get a video of a bunch of lions walking through the streets, and she says, I'd like to see this on the highway. And then we get another one of her dancing where she says, warming up for red folks. What is going on?
Yeah, this Project Red thing has been sitting out there for a long time, and nobody really clearly knows what's going on. And I don't know that she does either.
No.
I kind of feel like it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Okay, so I'm glad that you said that. But I think you mean something different from what I thought you meant. When you said, I don't know that she does either, the way I interpreted that was, she probably doesn't know because she's not controlling her own Instagram.
Oh, you think somebody else is posting these for her?
Okay, so this has been like a long-standing rumor that there is somebody who runs her Instagram account. We actually have a name for the person. And her name is Cassie Petrie.
Okay.
She is the co-founder of a business called Crowdsurf. I'll just read her, her bio on Instagram.
Sure.
Crowdsurf co-founder, Billboard digital power player, ooh, Forbes 30 under 30, oh, boy band top 10's show host.
That's a lot of credentials.
She does have a lot of credentials. She classifies herself as an entrepreneur. And she has a pretty robust Instagram feed of her own.
Yeah.
And in it, she actually does say that she says, first and foremost, I'm going to read her actual post that she posted 10 weeks ago. First and foremost, I absolutely adore the Britney Spears fan base. They are incredible, loyal, and passionate about her. I admire them. I know everything they do and say is because they truly love her, which is why it's been easy for me to overlook some of the nasty comments that have been thrown my way over the years.
Okay.
Because I know deep down it's all out of love for one of the greatest pop stars of all time. That is
with her,
because she is the one that runs the account. And so she's sort of tacitly.
But I'm saying, like, who's coming up? That. Like, who knows who she is?
Well, it's, I think it has been people, you know, a lot of the we're like not deep in the Free Britney movement. We are surface level. We observe Free Britney. The people who are deep in the Free Britney movement are very aware of who handles her social media.
Okay.
And this Cassie Petrie is the person behind her social media.
Yeah.
Behind her Instagram.
Yeah.
And the way I learned of that is because of that. Do you remember? It was like, maybe it was last week. We saw a post from the guy who purported to be one of her makeup artists.
Yeah.
Billy
Bebop.
Billy B Makeup or something like that. I'm trying to find his actual. Any whoozy whatsy, Billy B Makeup. I've been following him and I've been following his stories, and he's been talking about Britney's posting and this Cassie Petrie, and they've been going at it publicly, this Billy B Makeup and this Cassie Petrie. Now, I do just want to point out, and I'm not presenting any full formed ideas here. I'm just telling you the bits and pieces that I've noticed. I reached out to Billy B Makeup and asked him to be on our show last week.
Yep.
He got back to me immediately, and it was the middle of the night, you guys. He got back to me immediately and said, I have to check with Britney to see if it's okay. I run everything by her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Well, once you hear from her, let us know. We'd love to have you on. It's an open invitation.
Something tells me, I mean, I know the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
He never heard the right thing from her, so he never came on our show.
She's traveling, so he couldn't get a hold of her.
Mm.
But then the very next day, he posted something about that he had heard from her.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, something's fishy.
So is your contention that she is just posting things without Britney's approval?
My contention is that Britney supplies the photographs and the videos, and this Cassie Petrie does the captions.
Huh. Why do you think she's posting the things that she's posting?
Well, I strongly suspect, as we've sort of suspected all along, that there's an interest by the people who pay the paychecks to continue to make it look like Britney Spears needs to be in this conservatorship.
Yeah.
So the more kind of disjointed, slightly off kilter they can make her posts seem, the more they can point to she's not doing well.
So do you think Britney's even like giving her these posts, or are they just like pulling stuff out of the...
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if they pull things directly out of her camera roll or how they do it. But I think we've all kind of thought there was something fishy about what gets posted, how it gets posted.
Yeah.
I think we just don't know. We just can't put our finger on what exactly it is. But my gut is that it's not Britney.
Yeah. So that you think... It's so hard, right? Because you just don't know, like, what's really going on behind the scenes. Is Britney posting all of these things herself? Is she giving this information to Cassie to post? Is this Cassie person manipulating those posts in some way with the order or the words themselves? I mean, all of those things are entirely possible. I mean, it's too hard to know. The end result, though, is the thing that we can know, which is you can see the posts and whatever... Right. However the sausage is really being made, because truly we'll never know, barring some sort of like turn of events, and that just doesn't seem very likely. But at the end of the day, there is something nonsensical about what is showing up on her Instagram, and that could be as simple as that's just what she wants to post. And I mean, we all have a friend or two who post things, and you're like, I don't know what that is, and I'm not sure why you posted that. But or it's somebody wants her to look that way. So all of those things are entirely possible. But what we can say for sure is that they're nonsensical. Like, I can see with my eyes that that does not make any sense. There is no rhyme or reason to any of this.
Well, and my point about it is, if somebody is like the point of having a social media manager is to manage how you come across on social media.
You'd hope.
That's
right?
The point of it. If somebody's good at their job, they are helping you curate the public face that you put out there.
Yeah.
And so to me, it seems like if there is a person, because if I hired, okay, let's just do a thought experiment. If I hired somebody to manage my social media and they did what this person who we know is behind her social media is doing, I'd be like, okay, you're fired because I look unhinged.
Unless you are unhinged.
Okay, that's a good point. But,
I mean, you know, if she's just like, I'm Cassie and Brittany wants to post this, what is she going to say? Brittany, that doesn't make any sense.
But then I have to go back to the brand, which is probably is who's hired her. The conservatorship is who's hired her.
Yeah.
They have a vested interest in how she appears.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, like I see what you're, I totally get what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, but at the end of the day, somebody is responsible,
and something's fishy
for making these things look unhinged.
Yeah,
and whether that's Cassie just being like, I am just clicking buttons here, people, because, you know, for all we know, like, she has very little actual access. Something tells me she doesn't have very much access to Britney, and based on the account that you're that you highlighted, this Cassie Petrie person's mm-hmm. account. Like, she just seems like the kind of person, just in my rough estimation, who is very, and rightly she should be, because it's her career, but she's just very interested in portraying a certain image about herself mm-hmm. as a highly successful person. And, you know, so I don't know. It just seems to me like she might not, I don't know, she might be more focused on herself than she is with Britney.
Interesting. Well, hopefully someday we'll get the tell-all, but for now we'll just
speculate.
It'd
be nice if somebody could peel back the curtain right? So we could see what's really going on.
Right? Thank you very much. Where's Scooby-Doo when you need him? When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Elizabeth Reese is here and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Lots of stuff going on today.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's crazy
out there. A little bit of a lull for a while, but now there's all sorts of news to report. So let's start with the death of Bernie Madoff, shall we?
Yeah.
Interesting. He passed away at the age of 82. He is, of course, the disgraced financier behind $65 billion related to a Ponzi scheme.
Oof.
I mean, it's the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history.
It's insane even think about.
Amazing. And lots of well-known celebrity people lost a lot of money at the hands of Bernie Madoff. But again, he died at the age of 82. The email that went out doesn't say anything about his cause of death, but a source saying he died of natural causes. Mm. He did reveal that he was battling a terminal illness in early 2020. So he'd served 11 years.
Yeah, I mean...
I think 12 now at this point.
I saw somebody say something to the effect on social media that, you know, the one person who went to jail after, you know, the financial troubles of that period of time...
Yeah, like 2008. He was arrested in 2008.
...was the only person to go to jail, and it was because he stole from rich people.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was a particularly... apt,
mm-hmm.
yeah, astute that was, observation.
I mean, remember that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was not, didn't seem to be going great for the everyman back then.
Yep.
So you'll remember he was arrested in December of 2008. He pled guilty to 11 felony charges related to fraud, money laundering, making false statements and perjury. And he was sentenced to 150 years in prison. So there was no chance that he wasn't going to die there.
True.
There you go. Colton Underwood coming out as gay, and this is now going to be turned into a docuseries for Netflix. So Colton Underwood was The Bachelor, and he did an interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America saying that he is gay and that he had been battling with that, and it was very difficult for him to reconcile those feelings within himself and then make them public. Now he is also apologizing to Cassie Randolph, who is the woman that he leapt over a fence to chase down after she left his season of The Bachelor. He then won her heart and they had a relationship that was going well at first. Then they broke up. Then it went poorly because she accused him of stalking and putting a tracking device in her car. She was granted a restraining order. He wrote a memoir that apparently has no shred of the truth. And then now there's going to be a docuseries chronicling his last few weeks as an openly gay man.
Bradley, where are you with your feelings on
gay
this?
Thoughts?
Give us your gay thoughts.
He's been working on them.
Well, they've just, you know, it's, I'm not even going to go there. So here's the thing. Here's one thing I will say. I do get a little frustrated when I see people say, like, that's not nice that he lied to that lady and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you guys, nothing about The Bachelor, Bachelorette should be taken as true.
Right.
So just because he happens to be gay and like he did what everybody else in the Bachelor Bachelorette franchise does,
right?
Which is present a certain part of themselves for media's consumption.
True.
Being gay does not make him somehow more deceptive than any other Bachelor character. That's like one thing I can say. I find a lot of this particular story to be problematic from like a lot of different angles, in terms of like, oh, look, it's clever that he just happens to have a Netflix deal ready to drop at the moment that mm-hmm. he announces on Good Morning America, you know, a very important message, and also a message that I'm certainly happy to see anytime somebody
for sure
has the willingness to be open. So it's, I'm conflicted.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a, that's well articulated, because it does feel, number one, you want people to live their truth and being able to come out and talk about it. You know, he was a professional athlete. And I do think that that arena, see what I did there? Arena.
Very well done.
I just wanted an acknowledgement of that.
I want to honor that as well.
That's a very difficult arena to be truthful about homosexuality.
Yeah.
Because it's just still not a welcoming environment
for homosexuals,
particularly for men. I mean, women, I think it's different in professional athletics. Wet men. So there you go.
I just want to acknowledge and honor the fact that it is possible to hold all of your feelings, thoughts, and suspicions at the same time.
Yes. About so many things in life.
Exactly.
Guys.
Because I think what the exercise that Bradley, you just went through of being like, well, there's this, and then there's this, and then there's this other thing, and then I feel this way about this thing, though. It's all of those things are completely valid.
Yeah.
You do not have to emerge. And I know you know this, but I'm saying this for the world at large.
Yes.
You do not have to emerge from any situation having a black or white kind of opinion about it. Mm-hmm. You can hold the complexity of it all.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, guys. Bradley, thanks for sharing what you're watching, reading, and listening to on Twin Cities Live yesterday.
You're welcome. It was a treat.
Very fun. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, we will talk to you tomorrow, Elizabeth Reese. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries. We call them blind items, and we'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
And we do those mystery solving things in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Oh, you betcha. Celebrity gossip mysteries to solve.
Love them.
They're kind of nice. Here is our first celebrity gossip mystery of the afternoon on Wednesday. This foreign-born...
What is the date?
At 12:31 p.m. Okay, go on.
The 14th.
Central Standard Time.
This foreign-born A-plus list singer gave the middle finger to all of her songwriters.
Ooh.
She said she will find new writers who will continue to give her songwriting credits for songs she didn't write. That might work if the new songs are hits, but if they aren't, then you have burned every bridge and will never get another song and will be a quote-unquote former.
Is that why? What?
Oh, I was just, I don't have an idea. Oh. What were you going to say?
I don't know why Katy Perry sticks out to me.
No, by the way, this
but
is confirmed.
I shouldn't have Ooh. Said this because that was not the right answer. Have we talked about this person, this A-plus list singer? Oh, foreign born. She's not foreign born. That was my first misstock.
A foreign born A-plus list singer.
Yeah. Now, we haven't really talked about this person as an A-plus list singer, but I suppose when you think about it, this person is very much having a moment in her career. So she would be considered A-plus. She is a hit maker, as they say.
We think of her as a singer, just not an A-plus list singer, is what you're saying?
Right. We haven't talked about this person as being A-plus list.
Got it.
But, you know, she is when you think about it in this very moment. But what NT Lawyer is saying is that moment could be very fleeting for her.
Is it Sia? No. I don't think she's foreign born.
Actually, I think she's from Australia. Oh, okay. Maybe.
All right. See? So that's why, because she's foreign born, but that's not her.
No, it's not Sia. It's not Katy Perry. This person is very much having a moment. She has hit songs.
Oh, Dua Lipa?
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, ooh, that's done. Controversial. Ooh.
So Dua Lipa gave the middle finger to all of her songwriters because Dua Lipa said she will find new writers who will continue to give her songwriting credits for songs that she didn't write. That might work if the new songs are hits, but if they're not, then you would have burned all the bridges and will never get another song. And Dua Lipa, you will be a former...
Now, A-plus list singer.
Yeah, former A-plus list singer. Now, interestingly enough, there was a big article on Variety.com talking about this practice, which is very widespread in the music industry, that singers often get writing credits on songs having not written anything on the song.
Hasn't there been like a dust up about Taylor Swift before?
I think that's a good question. That sounds vaguely familiar. The dust up with Taylor Swift is that she would help co-write other people's songs under pseudonyms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't necessarily a new practice. There was an issue in 1974 when Dolly Parton said that she once turned down Elvis Presley's request to record her song, I Will Always Love You, because of the way that Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, wanted to manage the writing credits or the royalties of that particular song. And she was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Hmm.
I just love Dolly Parton.
I do too.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is a certified BA.
Bad.
But she's so nice about it, you don't even know it.
I mean, but that woman couldn't, I bet she would just, she'd cut up her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do not cross Dolly Parton. She knows where people are buried.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
can be,
mm-hmm.
if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's what she said. Let's wrap this up in a little bowl with Dolly Parton. She said it was Colonel Tom Parker. So she said that song, I Will Always Love You, was the most important copyright that she had in her publishing company. And she was really excited about working with Elvis. But if Elvis was going to do it, Colonel Tom said, you know, we don't record anything with Elvis unless we have the publishing, or at least half the publishing. And she said, well, that throws new light on this because I can't give that. She said, I'm going to leave that to my family one day. I can't do it.
I love her because, you know, she has strong boundaries about what she will and won't do. And she says them, and people don't mess with Dolly.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. By the way, that interview on the podcast Living and Learning with Reba McEntire, featuring friend of the show, Melissa Peterson.
Oh.
So they actually had that conversation together.
I love it.
How fun.
That is amazing. Blinded by the item.
Celebrity gossip mysteries are also fun. Here's another one. Anti-lawyer's been calling out both YouTube brothers for years about their sexual assaults. Even when victims come forward like this past weekend, nothing will ever happen to the brothers. At this point, they must feel they can get away with drug sales, arm sales, sexual assaults, and whatever else, because no one has done nothing to stop them.
Jake and Logan Paul. Is this confirmed? But this is like legit.
Well, it's been
headlines today.
Yeah. Yesterday, in fact, I think.
Yeah. The blind item not confirmed, but it's pretty obvious who this blind item is about. Anti-lawyer has been calling out Jake and Logan Paul, YouTube sensations, for years about their sexual assaults. And even when victims come forward like they did this past weekend, nothing ever happens to the brothers. At this point, Jake and Logan Paul must feel they can get away with drug sales, arms sales, sexual assault, and whatever else, because no one is doing anything to stop them. Remember when the FBI raided his house?
Remember? Yes. Like all the COVID stuff?
Yep. Yeah,
there's a lot.
The looting, the P.F. Chang's.
Stop stealing!
Stop stealing from CVS!
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes.
Let's do another one.
Let's. Blinded
by the item. This former A-plus list rapper doesn't know what is in store for him. He's in for a world of hurt and a wall of propaganda that is heading his way from that family. If he has any stuff he removed from his own documentary to be nice, he should put all that stuff back in. Especially all the scenes with the quote-unquote candy.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I feel like... Oh.
I was going to say Kanye, but I don't...
It feels like Kanye to me.
It is Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're calling him a former A-plus list rapper. Is he because the former A-plus list?
I think
Or the former rapper?
I think former A-plus list. Okay. Meaning that he's not as high on the list as he used to be. I would probably argue that NT Lawyer considers that because he hasn't had a hit record in a while.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now I need to know what candy is.
I have no idea what candy
is. I don't know, too.
Metaphorical candy.
It's not candy with it's candy with a capital C, so it's not a person.
Quotes, and it's not candy with a K, yes. So it's not a Kardashian.
Yeah. Nothing branded necessarily. However, let me fill in the blank that Kanye West doesn't know what's in store for him. Because Kanye's in for a world of hurt and a wall of propaganda that's heading his way from the Kardashian-Jenner family. And if Kanye has any stuff that he's removed from his own documentary to be nice, he should just put that stuff back in, especially all the scenes with the quote-unquote candy.
So okay, I want to know more about that.
That would indicate to me, perhaps, that there are Kardashians using drugs?
Right? That's what I was assuming.
I guess.
Because, again, if he has any stuff he removed from his own documentary to be nice.
Which indicates to be nice to them.
To them, right? Yep. He should put all that stuff back in, especially all the scenes with candy. Which, yes, I think you're right, Bradley. It sort of indicates that they have some drug use.
And candy is like nose candy? Candy, nose candy, cocaine?
Must be.
Could be.
Scott Disick?
Good call.
Alleged, supposed. I mean, I don't know. I'm just pulling that out of my reality.
Keister?
Propaganda.
That works.
Library.
Yeah. We're going for it again.
Yeah.
It's all just celebrity gossip mysteries.
Also, can we talk briefly about documentary? I feel like we know about that.
Yes. It was reported last week that Kanye West... the filmmakers are releasing a documentary about Kanye West to Netflix, and that Netflix bought the right for this documentary for about $30 million.
And it's like been in the works for like a decade or something.
Well, like 20 years.
Yeah, like a really long time.
These filmmakers have been following Kanye since the beginning of his career. So it actually sounds really fascinating.
It does sound fascinating. Here's the thing that we didn't dig into when that news first came out. Because what I'm curious about is how much is he involved in the documentary, meaning the making of it, because he's such a control freak in terms of how his art gets presented.
Yeah.
That it would shock me if he really has given them the reins to tell the story in the way that they... That just is not what we're used to from Kanye West.
Yeah.
So that's a curiosity I had that I didn't dig too deep into.
Yeah.
But it seems to me...
It's not like Madonna's, obsessive compulsive control of her movie.
Right. But then when you read this blind item, Holly, it makes me think he's got more power over it than we thought. Because if he's asked for certain things to be removed, to be nice, which also tells you a story about Kanye West that he actually cares about how they're portrayed in that moment.
Or, because this makes me wonder about what we talked about yesterday with Kanye, is that he responded to Kim's petition like, okay, fine, sure, okay, it works for me.
Yeah.
So not challenging anything because he's trying to head something off at the pass.
Hmm.
Like, if I'm nice to them over here.
Interesting. Thank you, Holly, for those delicious blind items.
You're welcome.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to check in with one of our favorite publicationships. It's the one that really kicked it all off for us. We call them
Chonas.
We've got a Chonas bonus after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live. At mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
We love to talk about a good publationship on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Now
Bradley,
we do.
What is a publationship?
A relationship for publicity.
And what's a Chonas?
Chonas is a bonus that you're about to get, and it consists of two celebrities. We combine forces to create a cute little nickname for them. This case, Chonas refers to Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
And when we talk about them, as you said, we call it a little Chonas bonus.
It's time for a Chonas bonus.
Okay, so I need you to, like, we're going to do, there's going to be some math. So I'm giving you warnings, okay? So get your calculator out, but it's a Poblationship calculator.
Poblationship math.
This is actually a report of a report.
All right.
The report, the original report, is in a magazine called L'Officiel USA. Never heard of them.
Okay.
But the report of that report is being told to us in People Magazine.
Yes.
So, what does People Magazine typically do?
I mean, they just trumpet what celebrities want us to know. They're kind of, you know, the they're an extension of the celebrities themselves.
Exactly. So, Nick Jonas is doing the rounds trying to promote his new album, Spaceman. Now, or Spaceman, I believe, is also another pronunciation.
Spaceman?
Holly got it. It's from 30 Rock.
Oh.
Thank you. Anyway, he's got this new album called Spaceman. And Holly, you had read us a blind item the other day about this basically bombing. Right?
Yeah. It has
not been.
That's not even a blind item anymore.
No, this is like a public item.
Yeah.
This album has not done well. So it stands to reason that he's out there doing the rounds to talk about it. But he's going to pull out all the stops because he wants this Ding Dang album to make some money. Especially because this was a solo endeavor when he has been, you know, part of the Jonas Brothers again.
Mm-hmm.
So he was asked by L'Officiel USA magazine. And really, I just want you to get your eye rolls ready here. He was asked about the thought that he is, quote, underrated. And he says, I don't think I'm underrated. I've got room to grow and get better every day. It's most artists' dream to be respected and to be awarded by their peers. In some ways, I feel like I have been. In others, I don't. I'm not going to assume that's because they don't get my work. But perhaps I need to get better and push the envelope and push myself a little bit more. Right?
Okay.
Jeez.
He goes on to say, I've had success for quite a long time, and anyone is entitled to their own opinion of my art or something that I've done. If they think it's bad, I'd love to hear why, and not because they think I'm happy. That seems like a pretty asinine way to say that. So what they asked was if he felt like people didn't like his new album because he's happy, which is a weird question.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Right? Anyway, would you like to know who his muse is?
Yeah.
Can you guess?
I mean, there's only one woman in his life that I can imagine he would select, and that's, of course, his right-hand lady, Priyanka Chopra! Pew, pew, pew,
he
pew,
says, pew. And I quote, and this is where I want you to get ready to just straight up vomit. I'm not shy about admitting that's the source of a lot, if not all, of my inspiration when I'm writing. Mm-hmm. I feel really fortunate to have that muse, and that support propels me to continue to write. It is omnipresent for me. We're together as much as we can be, to bank as much time for those moments when we know that we will inevitably have to be apart.
Yeah, I just don't buy that for a number of reasons. Thank you, Nick Jonas.
Yeah, I've never really laying it on kind of thick.
Also, I just don't think they have that kind of relationship where she's his muse. That, like, I feel like if anybody is anybody's muse, he is her muse. Although I don't think that's the case either. I just think that it's a weird, for whatever reason, he just comes across extremely juvenile. And I feel like she, you know, she's, I don't buy that narrative, but, you know. Well, I'm not there, so what do I know about their creative process?
It's all about what they want us to believe they are.
Yeah, it sounds a little too, you know, perfect,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody's a muse, it's us. We are amused.
We are unamused.
By this entire story.
Yeah.
He said about the public's perception of him, he said, quote, they tend not to understand that I'm not serious. At this point, I'm pretty laid back.
Say that again.
Okay.
They tend
people's perception of him, quote, They tend not to understand that I'm not serious.
People don't understand I'm not serious.
Essentially, I think what he's saying is he's a lighthearted person who's not very serious. And
I kind of feel like we do appreciate that. What did we think? He was serious?
Apparently, he thinks we think he's serious.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
What?
Yeah, like, no, literally and grammatically, it does not make sense. Because I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say of Nick Jonas, that dude is too serious.
He's so serious.
Oh, yeah.
He goes on to say, at this point, I'm pretty laid back, and I love to have a good laugh for anyone that knows me well. I don't know what that means. In the beginning of meeting new people, I take my time opening up to my full personality. What?
Wow, anywho, maps.
So he was asked, though, also about his... like, what'll happen to the Jonas Brothers? And that was part of the blind item that Holly read to us also, was that he's the one that's always pushing to go out and do solo work. And then he pushed out to do the solo album, and it basically bombed.
Yeah, so he had to come crawling back to the Jonas Brothers.
Right. So he says, Joe is the one with the finger on the pulse, meaning of what the Jonas Brothers are up to. Quote, we actually have a lot of music that we've written and recorded over the last couple of years that we're just waiting for the right time to release and properly set up. It's better when we can do it together in person. So what he's saying is, we're just waiting for the right time, for the world to be ready for us.
Which is also just a weird, like, I don't, this dude just seems like he's always trying to outthink the room.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not really, I mean, you're a pop star, and we kind of get how the business works. And it just seems like the story he's trying to create just for some reason with Nick Jonas always sounds a little hollow.
It feels really try too hardy.
Yeah.
Like, I just am like, okay. Can you be honest with us? We just want to know what's really going on.
We just want, like, hey, just make some fun music and, you know, make your fans go wild.
Or make really serious music and all that.
Yeah, that's all good. Be you. Do you.
Just do you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what golden kitchen rule are you breaking? 651-641-1071. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built. Or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.